Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman joined a group of state representatives in issuing a letter to Governor Jerry Brown, urging him to closely monitor the Dungeness crab and to ask the Secretary of Commerce to declare a disaster should the fishery be closed for the season. The crab fishing season has been suspended indefinitely after state officials found dangerously high levels of domoic acid inside of the crab. The letter cited the fiscal damage it would cause to coastal communities along central and northern California. Last year, the Dungeness crab fishery was valued at $60 million. Congressman Jared Huffman said in a statement that the closure of the fishery would deal a hard blow to North Coast fishermen who have already been impacted by a poor year for salmon landings. Oregon officials recently announced that the crab season has been delayed after finding dangerously high levels of domoic acid in Dungeness crab. The Yurok tribe is mourning the loss of longtime executive director Troy Fletcher, who passed away suddenly of a heart attack on Friday evening. The news was first reported by the Del Norte Daily Triplicate, and services have been scheduled for Saturday morning at the Yurok Tribal Office in Klamath. Fletcher first began his career with the Yurok Tribe in 1994, serving as the tribe's first fisheries manager, before taking over the position of executive director in 1999. During his tenure, Fletcher was at the forefront of ending a generations-long dispute over water rights between many competing Klamath River interests, which included commercial fishermen, a power company, as well as other tribes. On Tuesday afternoon, a jury found 25-year-old Michael Wayne Ayer guilty for receiving stolen property, as well as illegal drug possession. The ruling stems from two separate incidents this past June. The first incident, Ayers was found to be in possession of stolen property after robbing a Eureka residence. The second incident involved Eureka police contacting Ayers outside of his car in the parking lot of a closed business, where he was found to be in possession of heroin as well as methamphetamine. The case was prosecuted by Deputy District Attorney Whitney Barnes. Arcata police continue the search for a suspect who is responsible for a stabbing attack at the Arcata Marsh Monday afternoon. Officers responded to Samoa Boulevard and G Street and contacted a 54-year-old man who had suffered multiple stab wounds. The victim and the suspect, described as a white male adult, got into a physical altercation at the marsh, leading to the victim suffering two stab wounds to the arm and shoulder. Arcata police say the victim and the suspect know each other and have had multiple disputes in the past. The victim was treated and released at Mad River Hospital, and the stab wounds were determined to be non-life-threatening. The suspect remains at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. The Eureka Police Department held a promotional ceremony at the Adorney Center Tuesday afternoon. The police department will now have two new sergeants, two senior detectives, as well as a senior dispatcher and a records supervisor. The police department has also hired 10 new employees since last year's ceremony, and those employees were also introduced during the event. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There will be at least 42 million Americans traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday period, and they will be purchasing gasoline at lower average prices, according to a new survey released on Tuesday. A survey conducted by AAA shows that the current national average gas price of $2.07 is the lowest that it's ever been since the 2008 year, and the price is expected to go even lower as we head into 2016. Average gas prices in California continue to decline. However, it is still the second highest state average at $2.73. Humboldt State University announced Tuesday afternoon its pledge to support the White House American Campus's Act on Climate. In a letter illustrating the pledge, the campus aims to bring greenhouse gas emissions below 1990 levels by the 2020 year. Sustainability, social justice, as well as environmental and social responsibility will also be included in a new academic strategic plan. Humboldt State is now a part of more than 200 institutions that have sent pledge letters to the American campus's Act on Climate. At their meeting Tuesday morning, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors officially certified the results of the November 3rd election. The election included a close race for the Division 5 seat of the Humboldt Bay Harbor District, as incumbent Patrick Higgins defeated Susan Rotwein by 81 votes. According to a report from the county elections office, only 23% of the registered voters in the county turned out to cast their vote. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.